Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of English with Tim, the podcast where you can learn English in depth and detail. I'm Tim Sexton, a native speaker English teacher, polyglot, world traveler, and author of Words for Numbers, which includes over 500 words needed to talk about data and business, and that also will help you get a good grade on IELTS Task 1 academic writing. You can find Words for Numbers at patreon.com/wordsfornumbers. In today's episode, I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to kill you with examples. This time, I'm going to give you tons of examples of the verb get, which is one of my favorite words. If you use get more in conversation, you will sound more natural and more like a native speaker. Get has a lot of meanings, and that often makes people feel confused and unhappy, because it seems to mean everything and nothing at the same time. It is true that get has a lot of meanings, but there are three things that will make this very common word easier for you. The first is to listen to this episode, but also to stop listening when you feel like your brain is filling up and you can't handle more information. The second is to remember that the meaning of get depends on the words that we use with it. So, worry a bit less about get and pay more attention to context and the other words used with get, and you will learn more easily. The third and last thing is just to listen to a ton of examples. The good news is that I did the hard work for you. I've written down a bunch of examples, so let's get started with them. But before we do that, I need to tell you that I have put the meaning of get into four different groups. So you have, these big groups where the meanings of get are pretty similar to each other, and then you have subgroups where it's still the same meaning, for example, movement or change of condition, but you have some sub-meanings. Still in that same category, but not quite the same thing. So the first group of meanings for get is movement. The first meaning of get in this group is arrive. Get means arrive when we use it with just three words. Here, there, and home. Get here, get there, and get home. Three examples. When I get home, I take off my shoes, sit down on the sofa, and do nothing. Two, I got home from work at 10 last night. Third and last, I just got home and you're already asking me to do a bunch of work. Next is get there. Get there means arrive there. Four examples. One, call me when you get there. Two, we've got a very long flight ahead of us. So instead of going straight to the beach, let's take a rest when we get there. Three, our bus gets there at noon, so we'll have plenty of time to look around the city. Fourth and last, you'll get there faster if you take this route. The last meaning of get with the meaning arrive is get here. Get here means arrive here. Six examples. One, as usual, Marvin got here late. Two, are you guys going to get here soon? Three, there wasn't any traffic, so I got here early. Four, the party started 30 minutes ago. Are you going to get here soon? 5. My grandmother had a heart attack, but fortunately the ambulance got here quickly. 6th and last, if you don't start getting here on time every day, you're going to need to find a new job. So, what's the difference between get here and arrive here, between get there and arrive there, between get home and arrive home? Well, the meaning is absolutely the same, but get is more conversational, less formal than arrive. In conversation, people say get here, get there, and get home all the time. You'll see arrive more often in newspapers and books. The second meaning of get is also about movement, but it includes more types of movement than just arriving. We use get with a lot of different prepositions and adverbs of movement, but for now, let's concentrate on just get up. Four examples. One, what time do you get up? Two, what time do you have to get up for work? Three, I woke up at 6, but only got up at 7:30. Fourth and last, if you lay in bed awake at night and can't go back to sleep, you really should get up. Getting up helps you to focus on other things besides not being able to sleep. Next, we use get in to say that someone enters a car or truck. Two examples. One, get in the car right now. Second and last, come on, get in. Do you really want to walk in the rain? Now, let's talk about get on. We use get on to say that someone enters basically any vehicle that is not a car or truck. So, get on a motorcycle, get on a bike, get on the bus, get on the train, get on the boat, get on the plane. Four examples. 1. What time do we get on the bus? 2. Don't worry, if we miss this train, we can get on the next one. It comes in 20 minutes. 3. Get on the plane and go to the bathroom there. Departure is soon. 4th and last, the Finnish tourists got on the boat and immediately started drinking. Moving on, let's do get back. Get back means return. Four examples. 1. When do you get back from vacation? 2. The last day of the class was canceled, so I got back home early. 3. My wife and I were completely brown when we got back from Cancun. 4th and last. I got back from work just in time to have dinner. So, the most common verbs of motion with get are get up, get in, get on, and get back. But there are others that are a bit less popular, but still important. Let's do a mix of get with other prepositions and adverbs of movement. 7 examples. 1. I drove faster and got through the traffic light just as it turned red. 2. Hey, I'm just calling to tell you that we got through the border. 3. If you build a wall at the border, people will still get under the wall, get over it, or get around it. 4. She just needs to get away from work for a few days so she can relax. 5. How about we get together this Saturday at 3 p.m.? Here, get together means to meet. 6. Sam and Ruth are always breaking up and getting back together. So, get back together means to restart a relationship. 7th and last. When we were on vacation in Rome, we got around on a motorcycle. Get around means travel around to many different locations. So, sometimes these meanings of get with prepositions and adverbs of movement are a bit metaphorical. Let's look at 4 examples. 1. My friends supported me a lot. They helped me get through hard times. Get through hard times means survive hard times. 2. I thought I was going to be sick for weeks, but I got over COVID in just 4 days. Get over COVID means beat COVID and become healthy again. 3. Chris and his brother got into computer programming when they were kids and later founded an IT security company together. Here, get into programming means to become interested in programming and to start to do it. 4th and last, you can't get around the fact that the market for our products is shrinking. We just have to offer something new. Get around a fact means avoid or ignore a fact. Let's move on to the next and last meaning of get, connected with movement. When we use get with the ing form of a few verbs, it means to start moving. Get moving means to start moving. Get going means to start going. Get driving means to start driving. Let's look at a few examples. 1. We're already late. Let's get going. 2. Come on, wake up. Get moving. When are you going to start working? 3. We need to get going soon so we don't have to drive in traffic at the end of the day. So, that's the end of the meanings and examples of get that are connected with movement. And to be honest, that really was a lot of information. Before we move on to the next big group of meanings, I want to suggest that you take a break so you can think about these meanings and examples and let your mind integrate them. Or if you want, just keep listening. It really is up to you. You know best. Group 2. Receiving and giving qualities. So, when you use get with adjectives, it just means become. Usually, these are emotions or feelings connected with the body, and more often than not, they are negative. So, 31 examples, a big mountain of them. 1. I'm getting confused. Can you please slow down? 2. First I got sick, then my wife and the kids got sick too. 3. I'm getting hot. Can you open the window? 4. She gets really annoyed when you ask her too many questions. 5. It's the end of October and it's starting to get really cold. 6. We all want to get rich and stop working. 7. My wife and I are looking for a house and trying to get pregnant. 8. Everyone's getting depressed because it's been cold and rainy for weeks. 9. It's going to rain soon. Bring the books back inside so they don't get wet. 10. If you get angry every time someone asks you a question, then you will be a terrible teacher. 11. It's no secret that people who watch TikTok all the time get bored very quickly. 12. When men get hungry, they often start to get angry, too. 13. The reason you get drunk so fast is that you drink on an empty stomach. 14. Before everyone had smartphones, it was common to get lost in foreign cities while traveling. 15. She drank 3 glasses of wine. It will be hours before she gets sober enough to drive. 16. Of course she'll get pissed off if you borrow her car without asking. Don't do it. 17. I'm getting hungry. We should stop driving to eat soon. 18. Diana's French got a lot better as a result of spending 2 semesters in Toulouse. 19. The baby is getting tired. We need to put him to bed. 20. Get ready to go. We're leaving soon. 21. Your soup is getting cold, so please eat it. 22. Taxpayers are unhappy about how much government money gets wasted on useless projects. 23. It's very easy to get fat in the United States. It really is true that the food is unhealthy. 24. It's getting dark. We really need to find a place to sleep for the night. 25. I can't sleep after it gets light outside. 26. Her English got a lot better because she practiced it every day for a year. 27. 100 years ago, people often got married when they were just 20 years old. 28. They got married in Las Vegas and got divorced there later the same week. 29. Kids get big fast, so spend time with them and watch them. 30. I was sick for a couple of weeks, but I'm finally getting better. So this is a bit of a note. When someone says, I'm getting better, it usually means that I'm getting healthy again. So, 31st and last. Just tell me if you get thirsty, and I will give you some of my water. So, wow, that really was a lot of examples. You know, people often complain that get has a lot of meanings. But think about what the alternative is. In Russian and in Spanish in particular, you need a separate verb for, like, almost all of these different meanings. That means learning 20 verbs instead of just one verb and then some adjectives. Neither one of those options is easy, but personally, I think just putting get with adjectives that you already know is not that hard, honestly. I mean, think about it in Russian, you know, to get rich is «разбогатеть», to get hungry is «проголодаться», to get tired is «уставать», and you have to learn a new word every time. Similar in Spanish, to get angry, «enfadarse», I could give you more examples. New word every time, or one word plus an adjective. So, in all of the examples from the previous section with adjectives, each person started to have this or that quality. They got those qualities maybe by mistake, maybe by accident, or maybe by work, but no one gave the qualities to them. However, we do sometimes use get with adjectives to say that one person gave another person this or that quality. In other words, we make someone become something. 5 examples. 1. If you have COVID, stay home or you will get everyone sick. Get everyone sick means to make everyone sick. 2. Larry is a total loser. He got his girlfriend pregnant, left her, and moved to another state without even telling her. So to get his girlfriend pregnant means to make her pregnant. 3. Several students complained that Professor Miles met them in bars, tried to get them drunk, and take them home. If you get someone drunk, it means that you make the person drunk by giving them drinks for free, for example. 4. Being a big, strong guy is difficult. Every time you go to a bar, someone tries to get you angry so they can fight you. To get someone angry, get him angry, to get her angry, get them angry, get us angry, means to make someone feel angry. Fifth and last, we need to find investors, but I just can't seem to get anyone interested in our project. So if you get someone interested in something, it means that you make them interested in something. So the next way that we use get is to construct sentences in the passive voice. We use get plus the third form of a verb to make the passive voice. You might be saying right now, wait, I thought we made the passive voice with be. Well, that is true. We do make the passive voice with be, but we can also make it with get. This is just an alternative construction. 11 examples. 1. We have a house next to the beach that got damaged in the recent storm. 2. You got tricked once, but now you know that you just need to be more careful. 3. You need to walk and stretch your muscles at the beginning of every workout. If not, you might get injured. 4. She got injured at the beginning of the basketball season and wasn't able to play the whole time. 5. If you don't look both ways before you cross the street, you're going to get run over by a truck. 6. Don't walk in that neighborhood alone at night. If you do, you'll get beaten up and get robbed. 7. 15 people got hurt in the bus crash, 7 of them seriously, but fortunately, no one got killed. 8. Our house got broken into when we were on vacation. 9. Most of Germany got completely destroyed during the war. 10. Our house got bought just hours after we put it on the market. 11. I have the feeling I'm getting lied to, and I don't like it. 12th and last. Every year, about 240 million people get infected with malaria. That's the last meaning of get for receive or give qualities. This would be another good time to stop the recording and listen later if your brain is filling up with all these examples. Next group, group 3, second to last group. So group 3 is about receiving or taking things. Receive is a more passive action and take is a more active one. Let's start with the more passive meanings. There are a few of them. 11 examples of the first more passive meaning. 1. What did you get for your birthday? Means what did you receive for your birthday? What did other people give you for your birthday? Again, repeat, what did you get for your birthday? Very common question that kids ask each other. 2. Answer to that question. I got a PS5 game and a new bike for my birthday. 3. What did you get for Christmas? 4. I got several bottles of wine for Christmas. 5. I love getting love letters from my old girlfriends. 6. As you become an adult, giving gifts becomes more interesting, and getting gifts gets less interesting. 7. I just got an email saying that the books we ordered have been delivered. 8. People seem to be less interested in keeping in touch than they used to. Before, I would sometimes get phone calls from old friends, but that never happens anymore. 9. Every day I get emails from people from Nigeria asking me to give them my bank account number. 10. My computer doesn't work right now because it got a virus. 11th and last. I got some kind of virus while traveling and have been sick for weeks. Next meaning. One more meaning of get is to understand an idea or group of ideas, or also a person and their way of thinking and acting. Understanding something is also rather passive. Someone gives us information, we don't really go searching for it when we understand. 12 examples of get with the meaning of understand. 1. He never says please or thank you, or even just hello. I just don't get him. 2. Why aren't you laughing? Didn't you get the joke? 3. I get it. You want me to work on the weekends without extra pay. 4. Do you get what we've been learning in physics? No, not really. 5. She finally got that he didn't want to see her anymore when he told her directly to stop calling him. 6. It took me some time before I finally got how to make questions in English. 7. I don't get the point of starting to read a new book when the school year ends in 2 days. 8. The key doesn't work. I don't get how I'm supposed to open the door. 9. We don't get why we're supposed to work double when you do nothing. 10. I don't get where we're supposed to meet. Could you explain it again? 11. Please read the instructions again. I don't get what you want us to do. 12th and last. You don't need to give me any more examples. I get the idea. So let's move on to the next meaning, which is permission. Sometimes we use get with the infinitive to talk about permission or people letting us do things. When we use get with the infinitive with to, it means to be lucky to have permission or the opportunity to do something enjoyable. So examples, 4 of them. 1. In the United States, people get to start driving when they're 16. In some states like Montana, kids get to drive when they're even younger, at age 14. 2. Only the prisoners who have not broken a rule for 14 days get to walk outside in the prison yard. 3. Everyone in the fifth grade got to watch a movie at the end of the day because we all did well on the test. 4th and last, small true story. I'm a substitute teacher in a school in northern Kentucky. When the kids behave well and get good grades, they earn points. When each kid has a certain number of points, they earn special privileges. For example, some kids get to have lunch with their teacher, and some kids get to spend the whole day in school without wearing shoes. These are small things, but they really motivate the kids. Okay, let's move on to the next meaning. This one means to actively take something. 10 examples. 1. I need to get new tires for my car. When you get new tires for your car, you don't just wait for someone to put them on for you. You go to the auto repair shop, you look for different tires, you choose the tires, you buy them. Example 2. Tom really needs to get a girlfriend. So when you get a girlfriend, this is not really something passive. You meet a bunch of girls, you talk to some of them, some of them like you, but you don't like them. Sometimes you like them, but they don't like you, and you know, it takes some time, and you have to work at it. So Tom really needs to get a girlfriend. Active process. 3. Stuart's mom wants him to get a job, but he prefers to lay on the couch and watch baseball all day long. So, if Stuart gets a job, that's usually not something super passive. It means that he goes searching for it. He needs to look online, maybe talk to some friends, go to some offices, go to some businesses, and, you know, search. 4. I've been doing the same thing for over 15 years. I really need to get a new job. Pretty much the same as previous example. 5. You need to get a new computer if you want to play the latest games with the best graphics. When you get a computer, well, in this case, maybe somebody could give it to you, but it sounds here more like, you search for different models of computers that have fast enough specifications to do what you want, and you buy one. So it's a little bit more active. But remember, it could be passive or active, depending on the context. 6. Where are you going? I need to get something from the supermarket. I'll be back in half an hour. Get something from the supermarket means, you drive there, you look around, you try to find it, and you buy it and you bring it back. Active. 7. Jane and her husband each sold their apartments, put their money together, and got a new, bigger house together in a nicer part of the city. Get a new house together? Well, that, is also kind of active. You need to look at the market, look at websites, talk to realtors, talk to owners of houses, and, finally buy the thing. It's not about just waiting, getting a gift. So again, it's about context. 8. My old Toyota always needs expensive repairs, so I think it's time to get a new car. Get a new car in this case, search for one and then buy it. 9. I can't understand how to work with this PC. I think I'll get a new MacBook after I get paid. Get a new MacBook means that, you search for it and then you buy it. 10th and last. I'm not one of those people who gets a new phone every year. I keep mine until they don't work anymore. So, congratulations again. That was the last meaning of get for receiving and giving qualities. This would be another good stopping point if you want to take a break. There's one more category, but don't worry, there's only one meaning in it. And after that, you're finally done. So, category 4 means to get someone to do something. when you get someone to do something, you either convince that person to do something for you, or you trick them so that they do it for you. So, one, example one, out of five. Small true story. When I was a kid, there was an old couple that lived next door to us, Harry and Betty. They had a big vegetable garden behind their house, and Harry hated it when kids walked through the garden or played in it. So he tricked us. He told us, "I will let you work in my garden if you stop the other kids from playing in it." This was pretty clever. So in this way, he got us kids to stop playing in his garden, and he also got us to work in the garden for him. He convinced us to do it, or tricked us. Two, another small story. About 10 years ago, I had as my roommate my old friend Dan. I could never get Dan to wash the dishes, and he could never get me to dry the dishes. Three, another true story. My Uncle Tom is a really super talented mechanic. I have an older car, and it sometimes has problems. Whenever that happens, I always get Tom to fix my car for me. It's not hard to convince him. Three, I got my brother-in-law to paint our living room by promising to take care of his dog while he's gone on vacation. Four, the kids at school always try to get the smart girl to do their math homework for them, but she always refuses. Five, our neighbor Caroline has a very lazy husband, and she's always trying to get him to wash the dishes and rake the leaves. So, that's all the most important examples and meanings of get. Is this all the meanings? Well, not quite, but it really is the most important ones. If you know these meanings, you will understand get in over 90% of the cases that you hear or read. So, thank you everyone for listening. Please share your questions and ideas in the comments below, and don't forget to tell your friends about this podcast. I will see you next Monday. Thanks again.